Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Berkson.
Hi.
And we are here with Gail Sellis, who is the gerontologist, gerontologist from JASA, so I'm saying it more correctly, and the veterans caseworker through Project Independence, discussing that the Project Independence has a basically full-time veteran social worker, and that social worker is not dedicated to veterans 60 and older, but anybody. If you're just coming home from the war last week and now you're 23 or 24 or 27 years old, you have a question, you know, you have somebody to ask it to. And I think that's one of the most rewarding things from my point of view and from Gail's, when you find out you put somebody in the right direction. Otherwise, they'd be lost going in circles, and you know how it happens. And by saying that, I'm throwing a question at you, which is an easy one. No. Give us some examples.
Of the transition program, right, coming from the war.
Well, no, because you're probably dealing more with senior people than 25-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
So that we're not doing that. But I'm talking about, for somebody listening, no question is silly. So therefore, what are some of the questions that people call and say, I need help doing this?
Okay.
Absolutely. No question is silly, and I want people to ask the questions. It may be, again, just how do I begin to get services, which I help navigate them through that. It may be that they want counseling. It may be that they need certain equipment. I help navigate them through all of that. And in fact, when you don't ask, you're not going to get what you may need or want, because people think that veteran services don't provide as much as they do provide, or they think it's just too complicated. One other service that's called aides in attendance can be very overwhelming to people. It's really a way to get an aide in your home to help you with the tasks of daily living if you need some help. Bathing, dressing, some light housekeeping, meal preparation. You get money, and you can hire someone with that money. Some people even sign up a family member to do that. What's also exciting about that is, even though Project Independence wants to help people stay in their homes, sometimes people need and want to move elsewhere. So, for example, if a veteran moves into an assisted living facility, they get a certain amount of money through the aides in attendance program if they're eligible to pay towards their community when they're living now in assisted living. But you do have to be financially eligible for that.
Okay, that's fine. Which would make sense. I'll accept that, because you shouldn't have $1 million in the bank when you have other veterans that do need it. I mean, unfortunately, it's our entire country. There's just so much that can go around.
Absolutely.
So, you know, those that have can take care of themselves, but those that need, after having served the country, in my mind, you know, do warrant it. You mentioned counseling. Okay, and that I'm not saying from a transition perspective that Jerry brought up, but obviously at any given point in time. Is that something that we do in the town, or it's referred to somebody? If somebody's saying, I'm just having a hard time, just in general.
Well, I don't do counseling with the veterans. I will encourage them to go to Northport, to the VA administration. But with the other hat I wear, through Project Independence, with my office being in Port Washington, is that I do counseling.
Okay.
I do short-term, goal-oriented counseling with people. It could be anything, like having a loss. A loss could be the loss of a loved one. A loss could also be the loss of the car keys.
Right, right.
That you have to give up driving, which really changes people's lives. I do counseling in the way of bereavement support groups. I do caregiver support groups. I have several women right now in a caregiver support group who takes care of their husbands. Some of their husbands have dementia, Alzheimer's type. Some of the husbands have Parkinson's. Aside from counseling, the other hat I wear as a social worker is helping people with concrete services. Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP. SNAP is now what we call food stamps.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know what it was. Okay.
Right. SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And veterans may need that and get that as well with assistance.
I know you did the bereavement group. I didn't know about the caregiver group, which is my fault, which I think is tremendous, because that is just, I'm sure, growing and growing as time continues on here as people age. Is the caregiver group doesn't have to be 60 and over, or it does?
Yes, the caregiver group does have to be 60 and over. That's through Project Independence,
right, okay.
Not through Veterans Services.
Okay, I do have to double check on that one, because that is, I mean, there's the number of people, the amount of money being spent, and we've had different people on the show. You know, it's something that 20 years ago, I mean, and long-term care insurance, which many people didn't take, and it's very expensive. So all these issues come into play here when you're taking care of a senior, of a parent, which and you need help. And the thing is, you can't be afraid to ask for it, because it's a task. It's an onerous task, as far as I'm concerned, that you need a break. And, you know, you come to Gail from a social work perspective, which is her different hat, and you have a group conversation. Is that an ongoing group, or you have to sign up and...
It's an ongoing group. We meet twice a month, the first and third Tuesday of every month at the Port Washington Senior Center from 2 to 3. You do need to call 311 to register.
Okay.
I will speak to the person to find out their situation and make sure that it would be the right fit.
Right. Okay. That's true, too, because you don't want to come into a group that it's, you know, not appropriate, can do more damage at that point.
Absolutely.
But you had questions.
Gail, are you familiar with Project Healing Waters fly fishing?
I have to say I am not.
Okay.
But I can learn something too.
Say it again.
Project Healing Waters fly fishing.
Okay.
I'll read right from our Long Island Fly Rodders website. I'm not the most experienced fly fisher, but I am. I do belong to the organization, and between the Long Island Fly Rodders and Trout Unlimited, each month, this is a program that's based at Northport Hospital. Well, it says here Northport, Virginia, but that's the headquarters. But I know Northport Veterans Hospital is our Northport Hospital. And while I haven't gotten out there yet, I know that, and I can give you this is the contact number for fly fishers who come home from the war. Or they can be seniors, too. They can be are looking for a hobby, and they have a missing limb, for example, but they want to do things. And this program takes disabled American veterans to the Caleb Smith State Park and goes fly fishing with them, shows them how to cast, and they make the most of their body, and they also sit down and they tie flies. Those are the artificial bait that we use in fly fishing. So they teach them how to make these flies. And this, I'm going to give the telephone number. I did meet this gentleman a couple of times at our meetings. Jim Gilmartin, 516-241-5868. 516-241-5868. Jim Gilmartin is a Long Island fly rodder, and he might also belong to our brother organization, sister organization called Trout Unlimited. And these are the Long Island Fly Rodders is Long Island based. Trout Unlimited, talking about the Long Island chapters.
You're a fisherman?
Yes.
Okay. So just to interrupt you one second.
Okay, sure.
When somebody would be going to Gale in the town of North Hempstead, because this is Northport, which is fine.
Okay.
And if they were coming to Gail saying, Gail, I'm an avid fisherman, or I'm a flyer, or I'm a boater,
right,
that's where Gail would turn around and say, let me find an organization that's appropriate for you. And that's how Project Independence would then, am I right, would send a person out.
Absolutely. And now I've learned one more thing.
Right.
Thank you. I'm always learning more and more.
Yeah. It must be, you know, it's a small group, and we find that, at least that's been told to me, that the vets really appreciate it, because it gives them self-confidence as a human being to be able to do this, even though they may not have all of their parts.
Right.
In their...
Well, sometimes you see that on TV where vets have come home. There's a basketball game.
Yes.
You know, there is you have the Special Olympics where you could be missing a limb, but before I went into the war, I was a field and track, whatever they call it, person. Or, you know, so you do want to maintain some semblance of normalcy. And so a fisherman, that's right. I think that's true. I'm not a fisherman, but that's tremendous if you're a fly fisherman to be able to continue that kind of thing.
It sounds wonderful. Wonderful for self-esteem, wonderful for socialization.
Yes.
Very important.
We were talking about socialization in the first segment, too, that people who are disabled, veterans, or people who have diabetes, our first segment, in order to get out and get help, if you want to get help in society for whatever ailment you have or whatever situation is in life, it's not just... You give the basic, they go to you and they get help, basically, but they need to have a support group for socialization, that other people are having a common problem, and so let's talk about it, let's go to meetings together, let's go fishing together. You know, that's part of feeling the self-esteem that you mentioned.
Absolutely, you're a part of something bigger than one person.
Yeah. Right, right.
Sounds wonderful.
No, that's the truth. That all these situations that I'm finding, when somebody's alone, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. Whether they want to be, and they say, no, I want to be alone. They don't. You know, nobody wants to be alone. Everybody needs some private time once in a while. But nobody, day after day, wants to be sitting in a house when they could be going to Port Washington Center, going out to the Northport, you know, going someplace to sit down and have a cup of coffee with somebody.
Right.
We're out of time, Gail.
Okay.
It flies. It really does. And I want to thank you again for doing such a tremendous job for the town as a social worker. I mean, two things. From bereavement, those classes for caregiving and veterans. And I'm not giving you some crown, but it's the truth. You're working with three of the most difficult situations that people have to deal with, and you're helping them work through it. So from myself and the town, I thank you. You've been listening to Project Independence here on Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.